The freezing temperatures have arrived, which likely brought your garden to a screeching halt for the year. Don't despair though, it's now time to start planning for next year. Once the plants in your garden have died, you'll want to clean them up. To do this, simply cut your plants at the base with your snips. Leave the top part of the plant on top of the ground, either within the rows themselves or in between the rows. Your plants will decompose back into the ground naturally, which will improve your soil health, which will allow your soil to support more plants next year. Leave the roots of the plants in the ground for the exact same purpose. As you do this, you can plant your garlic for next year. Getting the garlic in the ground before the ground hardens for the winter is the way to go, instead of fighting the weather to get it done in the spring. Garlic loves the cold weather, and it will start growing whenever the soil gets warm enough. Garlic happens to be one of the easiest plants to grow. Here's an in-depth look at how to plant garlic. This brings us full circle for the year. I'm no longer going to be writing the Get Growing column for the Longmont Leader, so I can focus all of my writing efforts on my blog, Grass to Veggies. If you have liked these articles, then you'll definitely want to check out my blog, as it is a completely free guide on how to grow your own food, and there will soon be additional sections on how to preserve food and how to cook. It has been an absolute blast writing the Get Growing column for the Longmont Leader, and it has been even more fun having some of you readers come up to me when you've seen me around town. If you ever have any questions, feel free to send them over to me, info@grasstoveggies.com. If you do see me around town, certainly feel free to say hi, as it is quite fun meeting more Longmontians. Keep it real, Longmont.